I am just guessing that your plans for Saturday are a little less than this. At Brookside at the Rose Bowl, we've got Just Like Heaven. It's a music festival that includes the Strokes, an LCD sound system, and more. We've got more chances for you to win those tickets coming up on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have a pretty great car chase that happened in L.A. yesterday with a guy on a motorcycle, his stolen dirt bike, and things happened that I've never seen before. And I love that. In People Are Dumb, the Chinese robot exhibition went south in two different ways, and I love it. We have What's Up with Florida. We have the 420 Catch of the Day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we do a feature called What's Your Story, where we have you call in with your stories. The prize today is Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium, September 26th. And yesterday, Megan Holliday and I took calls on you were a dumbass and you hurt someone else.
Okay, so when I was about 19, I had a girlfriend that I was trying to impress. And so I used to take girls piggyback on my skateboard. And oh. I had rolled up my driveway about a million times without anybody on my back. So I was taking her over to my house, right?
Yep.
And there's a big hill by my house, and you catch a lot of speed. And I usually just roll up the driveway right up to the front door. So right as we were going down the hill, I told her, hold on, this is the best part. And I hit the curb and flipped and turned as a reaction, because that's what you're supposed to do when you're skating, and I landed on top of her.
Oh, no!
Oh, God!
So she hit the ground, and then you landed on her.
Yes, I scraped up her thigh from her hip to her knee.
Oh, my God!
Needless to say, it killed the mood.
Oh, yeah, right. I was going to say, did she break up with you for that one?
But I just had to walk her back to her house.
Oh, wow, that's God. Crazy. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No. No. No.
This story's a wild one. The bear left behind a big mess, shattering a kitchen table and getting into her food.
This is Animal Stories, one of my favorite features, a bear getting into a woman's house. That's coming up next on K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio, because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories! All right, it's time for Animal Stories on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. This is a story about a bear that broke into a woman's house and destroyed her kitchen table.
This story's a wild one. The bear left behind a big mess, shattering a kitchen table and getting into her food.
How unbelievably frightening must that be to hear your kitchen table shatter? It was a glass kitchen table, and it shattered all over the kitchen from the bear.
Kendra North says she's a heavy sleeper and didn't even hear the bear break into her house.
Oh, so not that scary. If you can sleep through that.
But her sister, who lives next door, did.
My sister started calling me at like 5 in the morning.
All right, what do you do when a relative calls you at 5 in the morning? Your first thought is, what's wrong? What's wrong?
And I declined her at least twice.
She sent her to voicemail. Two times her sister called at 5 in the morning, and she declined the call.
And she just kept calling.
Oh, how annoying. Am I right?
That's when she realized something was up.
And I answered the call, and she was like, bro, there's a bear, and it just walked out of your house.
That is not the call you want to get at 5 in the morning.
And it came down your steps. It came and looked at me dead in the eyes on my side of the yard.
So you say, oh, my God, are you all right?
North says she thinks it must have been a big bear.
My table is really thick glass, and it completely shattered it.
What the hell was this bear doing to completely shatter a kitchen table? Was it doing Macho Man's flying elbow drop?
She said she actually heard the table shatter from inside her house, and she thought that it was a car wreck outside.
That's crazy. Her sister heard the table break in her next door house, and it sounded so loud and destructive. It sounded like a car accident. Reminder, this woman slept through it.
North says the bear was drawn into her house because she had left her leftovers on the table.
I'm a little sad over my KFC.
That's her takeaway from this whole experience. She left out her KFC. And by the way, they don't tell you in that particular version of the story, she had left her front door open. Not unlocked, open. And the KFC on the table. I mean, the bear had no choice.
What is wrong with you?
How much time do you get?
The week leading up to a music festival, I always get a little more excited than a normal week. This weekend, it's just like heaven. It is this Saturday, and we've got a chance for you to see the Strokes and LCD Sound System and more coming up in 5 minutes on K-Rock. Alex from Los Angeles just got tickets for Just Like Heaven this Saturday. Got another chance for you to win coming up on K-Rock. What would you do if influencers sort of came down to your neighborhood and they were all doing their social media from right in front of your house? That would be a nightmare.
A great view of downtown LA is bringing a lot of unwanted attention to one neighborhood near Dodger Stadium.
Like living next to Dodger Stadium doesn't bring enough unwanted attention.
That's right. Residents say their hillside streets in Victor Heights have become a destination for social media posts.
The reason is the top of that street has the most beautiful view of Los Angeles. It's very picturesque. So everybody wants to get that view of Los Angeles. So all of the influencers, I put in air quotes, are going up to that point and clogging up the entire neighborhood.
But the problems they're dealing with go far beyond people just taking pictures.
It's easy to see why this is such a popular location. This view is incredible, I fear. It makes sense. People are coming here to take Instagram pictures, to do maybe a TikTok video, go Facebook Live. But for the neighbors who live here, that crowd is bringing huge headaches.
Question one, where do they all park?
They're taking up all their street parking. They're blocking in their driveways. And then they say the crowd stays late at night and then starts causing even more mischief.
I mean, I consider myself an agent of chaos, so I'm not sure I'm the one that's going to help this situation.
The neighbors here say that they're tired of asking the city to do something, so now they're doing something to help themselves. They say they're getting organized.
That is ominous.
All of this frustration boiled over last night at the Eastside Italian Deli. It was their second community meeting in just over a week, and this time, much of the conversation was about how to turn that frustration into something more organized.
What exactly does that mean?
The group is looking at creating a formal community association.
What exactly does that mean?
And finding out whether a neighborhood watch here is still active or if they need to start a new one.
I feel like if a neighborhood watch is still active, you would know it and be part of it because it's your neighborhood.
A representative for Councilmember Eunice Hernandez was there saying her office is still active in discussions with city departments.
What exactly does that mean?
Neighbors now want a formal group that can keep track of these problems, keep pressure on city leaders, and make sure residents aren't having to fight the same battle by themselves. For now, Councilmember Hernandez's office says that there's nothing substantial to report, but when there's movement on this, she'll be happy to let the neighbors know about that.
That is a lot of words to say nothing.
We also weren't aware where the LAPD was at that meeting yesterday.
What exactly does that mean?
Not funny the first time, not funny the second time.
Tell you who made the best of it, a motorcycle rider that was in a police chase yesterday. Never seen anything like it. Details coming up.
LAPD, look at people running through the park. LAPD in the park, now crossing through this major intersection. Unbelievable what we are seeing here. I've never seen anything like this.
Same, and I've seen so many car chases, but I got the details on this one coming up next. As long as nobody gets hurt. It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. As long as nobody gets hurt, car chases are TV entertainment, and I like to judge them that way.
LAPD, look at people running through the park. LAPD in the park, now crossing through this major intersection. Unbelievable what we are seeing here. I've never seen anything like this.
It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I love car chases, and I've seen most of them. And very seldom do you see something you've never seen before. But yesterday with this motorcycle chase, there were a lot of things that were crazy.
A wild dirt bike chase through the streets and parks of South LA. That rider at times going off-road and making erratic maneuvers.
That rider had stolen a dirt bike and could go pretty much anywhere he wanted to go.
Tonight, police chased this bike riding suspect for at least an hour, almost entirely on city streets around LA, and as you mentioned, through two different city parks.
Yeah, he was on a dirt bike, so he would leave the road and go over the grass and through a park, which the police didn't want to do.
Now tonight, we have learned from police that that call originally came in as a man causing a disturbance with a gun, and police also tell us that bike he was riding was stolen.
Yeah, and one other weird thing. He had a phone that he would hold up to his ear like it's on speaker.
And who knows who he was talking to?
Pursuing this dirt bike driver who is armed and dangerous.
Speeding from police through the streets of South L.A.
He was flying all the way down towards the 105 freeway.
Weaving through alleyways and clipping cars.
Squeezed right through there.
This dirt bike riding suspect showed no regard for safety.
I mean, I think by their very nature, car chases, the driver trying to get away does not care about other people. He's just trying to get out of the way. This guy was about to run out of gas. So he needed to refill.
Pulls into this gas station. He will be cornered here.
He pulls the nozzle out from the gas station and puts it in his gas tank. And then when the cops come and surround him, he takes off and it pulls the hose and the connector with him. It breaks from the pump.
Oh, pulled the pump. This is really getting crazy really quick.
Helmetless and seemingly unafraid, the two-wheeled fugitive showed no shame and no adherence to the hands-free phone laws either.
He's running from the police. I think following the phone laws is pretty low on his list of priorities. What is a priority is making phone calls, and he's calling his buddies and getting them to set up help for him.
Dialing buddies up like there's no tomorrow. Second time, he is actually talking into the speakerphone.
Then the rush hour game of cat and mouse with cops over city streets suddenly diverted.
Oh! Off-roading.
So he's in a dirt bike, and this is the part I've never seen before. He rides into a park on the grass.
That detour appeared to be calculated.
What in the world? He got somebody to put gas in a gallon container for him.
There's a plastic gallon container full of gas that's just sitting in the park. So he rides up to it, one of his friends put it out there, and tries to pour more gas into his tank so he can keep going. Never seen that before. Crazy.
And leave it in the park. He just put gas in that bike. I've never seen anything like this.
Same, same, and same.
In all of my years of covering pursuits, he just coordinated a drop-off.
As he sped into LAX airspace, bailing off the bike and making one final run.
Jumping fences on foot. He is now hiding in a trash bin.
Dude sees a recycling bin, one of those blue ones, and opens the lid and gets inside and closes the lid.
But LAPD officers closed in on West 112th Street and finally backed straight into police custody.
I don't believe anyone was hurt. It was entertaining as hell. 10 out of 10, no notes. Need another one today. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day is on the way, along with three things at four with Megan Holiday. That's coming up in the next hour on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday with three things at four.
I am going to tell you about a 16-year-old boy who spent more than $20,000 gambling in Australia and finally got busted. That's coming up.
Oh, my God. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. Megan Holiday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a man in England called the police after he accidentally bought a non-alcoholic gin and tonic at a grocery store, and he hoped that they would send someone to get his money back. So here is that phone call.
Officer, please, how can I help?
Is it possible to send a police car or something down to Tesco Extra to mediate over a problem?
What's the problem?
Well, I've just gone in there, and they've got this miniature Gordon tin with tonic. It's in the alcohol section.
It's in the alcohol section.
I'm sitting over the park. It's nice and cool. I'm sitting in the shade. And I look at it. It's zero alcohol. And I just brought it back. He says, you've already drank one. And I says, okay, I'll pay for that one. And can I exchange the other ones?
So now she gets upset.
It cost me £6.
Okay, so this is not a police matter.
Because I'm really angry, so I'll get arrested. Because I'm not having it. I just paid him six quid for non-alcoholic gin and tonic.
Because I'm not having it.
I'm not having it. it. I'll get arrested. You guys better come take care of this. Number two, Crown and the Star casinos in Sydney, Australia have been fined $2.25 million after a 16-year-old boy spent more than $20,000 gambling.
Wow. Yeah.
Sydney's two casinos have been slapped with hefty fines after a teenage boy's five-month gambling spree. The 16-year-old from Cromer on Sydney's northern beaches used a fake ID to enter Crown and the Star, spending more than $20,000. Occasionally, joined by his mum, the teen visited Crown 19 times, reaching silver membership status and was served complimentary alcohol.
Wow.
He was finally caught on a fourth visit to the Star. Crown has been fined $1.75 million and the Star $500,000. The teen will be banned for 5 years once he turns 18.
Wow, oh mom was in on it.
She was in on it.
That's
and
crazy.
And he was obviously really good at it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Number three, a United pilot gave air traffic control a good laugh after being assigned a squawk code, which is the ID that lets air traffic control identify and track a plane. So the pilot's squawk code was 666, and he wanted to see if he could get something different. So this is their talk.
I am not superstitious. I'm just a little suspicious. Can we get a different squawk code?
Let me take a look. Give me a second here. All right, Precure 3046, new squawk 1313. And funny story for you about that squawk. You familiar with Iron Maiden, the band?
No, but let's hear it.
So their lead singer is a 757 rated captain, and they had a 75 painted up with like the skeletons and all. It was pretty cool. They came in here years ago for a tour, and we changed his squawk to 6666, and he was pretty ecstatic about it.
That's awesome. Thanks for the squawk. 1313, Precure 3423.
Have a good day.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Change the squawk from 666 to 1313.
1313.
Didn't really solve it.
Hilarious.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This artist is Phoebe Bridgers, who has a brand new album out that is great. Just came out Friday called Lost Weekend. We already played Lost Boys, but we have another track now from that album. It's called Bobby, and it's from Phoebe Bridgers, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Phoebe Bridgers, the name is Bobby, and the name of the album is Lost Weekend. It's a great album. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Just Like Heaven is the day after tomorrow.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Whoa. You're going to see The Strokes, LCD Sound System, Chromeo, and many more when those tickets coming up soon on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are going to be doing What's Your Story coming up next.
And for the best call or text, we will have your tickets to see Dexter and the Moonrocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
Are you superstitious about something? That is the topic for today's What's Your Story at 800-520-1067. Megan brought in a story from United Airlines where... Explain the...
Yeah, so the pilot wanted to change his squawk code. That's like the ID for the plane number. It was 666, and he wanted to get a different one. So this was the interaction.
I am not superstitious. I'm just a little suspicious. Can we get a different squawk code?
Let me take a look. Give me a second here. All right, Precure 3046, new squawk 1313, and...
Do you think he did that on purpose? 1313?
He said, which I had to edit it out, that it was just randomized.
Oh, okay.
And it came up 1313, which I don't think is any better than 666.
Maybe a little.
Funny story for you about that squawk. You familiar with Iron Maiden, the band?
No, but let's hear it.
So their lead singer is a 757 rated captain, and they had a 75 painted up with like the skeletons and all. It was pretty cool. They came in here years ago for a tour, and we changed his squawk to 6666, and he was pretty ecstatic about it.
That's awesome. Thanks for the squawk. 1313, Brickyard, 3423.
Have a good day.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
All right. You're superstitious. 800-520-1067. This can be anything from... Don't put your hat on the bed?
Yeah. Well, yeah, my grandma was crazy about it. No shoes on the table. She was crazy about that.
Well, I don't know why you would put shoes on the table.
Well,
anyway,
fair enough. Okay. But say it happened, she would freak out. And then also, no opening umbrellas in the house. That was also
that's another
crazy
one. Yeah.
One, you know?
Because what would happen then?
It's just bad luck, I guess.
Just bad things will happen to you.
Bad things will happen to you. And, you know, there's, like, I like to wear specific jerseys when I go to, you know, games and things like that, you know? So things of that nature, you don't want to stay in a room because of the room number, maybe.
Yeah, the floor is the 13th, although a lot of hotels don't have a floor 13.
Yeah, they skip it.
Which always makes me laugh.
I know, because 14 really
is 13. It's really
13,
yeah. Yes. All right, superstitions. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. You call, you tell us your story, or you text.
And for the best caller text, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
All right, your superstitions. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. We're taking your superstitions.
310 says, I'm 36 years old and I still believe that when my hands itch, it's money related. And when my ears burn, someone is talking about me. Okay.
Still believe it.
Still believe
wow.
it.
Wow. It is What's Your Story on K-Rock. We're talking about your superstitions.
626 said, I'm weird about mirrors at night. Like, I avoid looking at them after midnight.
What?
Logically, I know nothing's there, but yeah, I'm not taking any chances.
She thinks she's going to see someone else, or she's not going to let go as she looks?
No, or maybe it's bad luck.
What?
These are crazy.
It is What's Your Story on K-Rock, and we are talking about your superstitions at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
All right, you have a superstition?
Yes, I'm very, very particular about not putting my purse on the floor or anybody else's purses on the floor around me, and even more so about splitting poles. And I have groups of friends that will mess with me and zigzag around poles because they know I will backtrack and go around them.
Wait, what do you mean by splitting poles?
Like, if you're walking with a group of friends or a group of people, if a pole comes up or something that naturally could split you apart,
right.
Like half of the group will walk one way and the other half will walk the other way.
You will right. never go in the middle.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder why.
It's just, I don't know. At this point, it just messes with me mentally. I'm like, we're bound something's bad to happen now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then I always tell them, if anything bad happens, it is your fault.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, you guys. I'm calling about my superstition.
Yes, you have a superstition.
Ever since sixth grade on Friday the 13th, I wore my Misfits shirt.
Ever since sixth grade?
And that day, I was tripped over a pencil.
Oh, I hate it when pencils mess you up like that.
Oh, my God.
And I fell into a bush, and then I ripped my pants. And then the next year after that, in seventh grade, I fell again on Friday the 13th. But this time, I tripped over a rock. And this was all in middle school. These were on Friday the 13th. And then in eighth grade, my last year of middle school, I was running across the basketball courts. There were cement, and there was a puddle. And then I ended up slipping on another pencil that was in the middle of the basketball court in the puddle of rain.
How many pencils did you fall over? Because I've fallen over none.
Same.
Yeah, there was two. Yeah, the first time was a pencil and the last time was a pencil. Yeah, in seventh grade, I just tripped over a rock.
Oh, my God. So what do you got?
On Friday the 13th.
What do you do when Friday the 13th comes up now?
This time, depending on what's going on, I'll probably stay home. If it's not cool enough,
really?
I'll just go work and I'll go home. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Take
dude.
No chances. K-Rock, hello. We're talking about your superstitions.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, when I was a little kid, I was at my grandma's house, and I pulled a book off the shelf, and I read it, and it said, one of the things it said was, if you put your left shoe on first, it's lucky. So for the past 40-plus years, every time I put my shoes on, the left one always goes on first, without question. Kind of weird.
Why? Did it explain in the book why?
No, it just said, you know, it's good luck. And, you know, to be fair, I haven't been hit by lightning or attacked by a shark. So
right, but
say
neither
works.
Have I. And I put my shoes on all willy-nilly. It's chaos, and we get the same results. That's so weird.
You just took it and ran with it.
It's so weird that you don't question it.
Right.
You just do it that way for the rest of your life.
It just gets in your head.
Not at all. And in fact, if I can't find my left shoe, I'll go on a big hunt for it till I find it. And it always goes on first.
He's dedicated. All right.
Wow. That's, some would say crazy. 800-520-1067.
For your superstitions and for the best caller text, we got your tickets to see Dexter and the Moon Rocks.
We are doing What's Your Story? We're talking specifically about your superstitions.
818 says, I will not get freaky in a car because it's bad luck. The moment you do that, something on your car will break down or break or fall apart. I did the deed one time years ago, and right after that, poof, my car got
what
wrecked.
The hell?
How does that make sense?
Poor boyfriend.
I love this so much.
We are taking your phone calls on your superstitions at 800-520-1067.
562 said, when I was a kid, I lived in a mostly Mexican neighborhood. I was taught that if you stare at a dog pooping, you get a sty on your eye. And I still kind of believe it to this day. What the hell?
What's Your Story is happening this afternoon, and the topic is your superstitions. You have one?
Yeah. Well, it's my mom, and I've known these for my whole life. If you walk under a ladder, you can't, basically. It's bad luck. And so I remember we went to a fast food restaurant, and it was over the sidewalk, and I walked under it. She stopped right there, and she goes, you go back. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you go back. And then I'm like, so I had to, because she's very stubborn and very, very stubborn. And so I had to go back under the ladder and around it. And the same applies for black cats if they cross your path.
Yeah.
When I got older and we were driving somewhere, you know, we're driving down the street. And she's like, it was nighttime. And she goes, did you see that? And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to admit that I saw it. She's like, okay. She's like, turn around. And I'm like, what? And she's like, turn around. We will go a different way. And she made me turn the car around and go a different way.
It's nice to know that you can reverse the hexes, though.
How do you know? How does your mom know you can back up under the ladder and it works?
I have no idea, but...
Because
yeah,
technically, aren't you going under the ladder twice now? K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I have a superstition.
Let's hear it.
I was taught as a kid that if I had anything with like a sauce, like ketchup, if I took a bite of whatever I was eating without ketchup and then the next bite with ketchup, I wouldn't have a tummy ache.
Let me see if I understand. So if you have ketchup, you have to take the first bite without it and the second bite with it. Otherwise, and then
right.
Your stomach
so if
never
if
hurts.
You have like French, right. So if you have like French fries, like I eat one French fry without it, and then the second French fry, I'll eat it with ketchup, and then I just repeat.
How long has that been your way of living?
Probably since I was 8.
All right. Since you were 8.
Makes total sense.
All right.
You know?
Sure.
I'm learning a lot today.
I hope you're not. All right, we've been talking about superstitions. I think my favorite was a text.
Yes. So the text about not getting freaky in a car because then your car is going to fall apart. So that is Jessica.
Jessica, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
this is
you.
A new superstition I learned a couple years back. I was online and I was looking up superstitions and it said it's bad luck to get freaky in your car because they'll either break down or I'll get in a crash. So I tested that theory on Mulholland Drive and then right after that, my car freaking poof! It was totaled. I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm not doing that no more."
Wow!
So oh my god!
Spreading the word to my friends and family. I'm like, I told my brother, I'm like, "Don't do it! Don't do it in your car!" And he's like, "I already did," and I'm like, "That's how you broke down!"
Oh my god! All right,
your poor
notes.
Boyfriend. Oh my god!
All right, well, Jessica, we absolutely loved your text, so you are going to go see Dexter and the Moon Rocks at the Palladium on September 26th.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
No,
thank you for calling.
Amazing. Thank you.
Saturday is just like heaven.
You got your tickets to win coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock.